Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-metamim ba'oil she-nechleku. Any item which is metami ba'oil, which makes items that are in the same covering, under the same covering with it, tamei, she-nechleku and they divided. For example, if a kezayis of a certain mace or of a nevela would be metami things that are in the same ohel, and that kezayis is now cut into two separate pieces. So we now have two halves of a kezayis, and we don't have one entire kezayis in one piece. And they were brought into the house, into the oil in that situation. Reb Deisa says it is tahar because the bottom line is we don't have a kezayis of the nevela. Chacham say it's tamei, and everything in the house is tamei because he says that the fact that they're under one covering, that itself joins them to become the significant shear of a kezayis. Ketzad. How does this work out? Now, the Mishnah is telling us that this applies not only by being in the same ohel, but it applies by Tumas Maga as well. For example, Hanegeh b'kshnei chasei zayisim ha-nevela. If someone touches two halves of a zayis of a nevela, of a carcass of an animal, or if he carries two halves of a kezayis, even if he doesn't touch them. So there's something called Tumas Mas, or the Tumah that comes from carrying Tumah. So if he carried two halves of a kezayis, uvameis, or if someone touches the two halves of a kezayis of a mace. Hanogeya b'kechatzi zayis. If someone touches half of a kezayis, umahil al chatzi zayis, and is in the same, his hand reaches over the other kezayis, so he has tumas maga on half of a kezayis, and he's being mahil, he has an ohel over the other half of a kezayis. Or if he's nogeya b'kechatzi zayis, he's touching one half of a kezayis, and half of a kezayis is over him. Or he's mahil al kishnei chatzoyi zesim. Or if the person has one hand over one half of a kezayis and the other hand over another half of a kezayis. Aishu mahil al kechatzi zayis. Or if the person is an ohel over half of a kezayis, v'kechatzi zayis mahil alav, and there's a half of a kezayis which is over him. In all of these cases, Reb Deisa ben Harkinas Metar, Reb Deisa's Metar, because he holds that we don't have a kezayis in one place, and the fact that you're touching two halves of a kezayis does not make them join, but the Chachamim Metamim, the Chachamim says the person is Tamei. And the reason is because he says that when you have one ohel reaching over, covering over them, that joins them. Even by Nogeya, even if one is just touching, the Chachamim hold that whenever there's an ohel involved, it's as if you're touching it. Because the idea is that the tumah goes up and then expands underneath that covering and touches everything. So the chamim perceive tumas ohel as tumas mago, so therefore if someone is touching half of a kezayis and in the ohel or being an ohel over a kezayis, that would be as if it's two separate acts of touching, which according to the chamim would join to be mitami, as the Mishnah will continue to explain at the end. Aval, but the Mishnah now continues and says, Hanogeya b'kechatzi zayis. If someone touches half of a kezayis, v'davar acher mahil olav v'yal kechatzi zayis, and there's another item, a roof, which is being mal over him and half the kezayis. So let's say his hand is outside of a house, and he's touching half of a kezayis outside the house, and then the rest of his body is in the house with half of a kezayis, or mahel al kechatzi zayis, or if a person's an ohel over half of a kezayis v'davar acher, and something else is being mahel alav v'al kechatzi zayis, is being an ohel over him and over half of a kezayis, tahar, the person's going to be tahar, even according to the chachamim. Amar Reb Meir, af bazeh Reb Doisa ben Harkinas Mitar. Even in this case, it would still be the machlokas that the chachamim would be metame, that Reb Deisa is metahar, and the chamar metame. Now, Reb Meir continues and he says, Hakol tamei. Anytime you have different things, different forms of tumah, for example, touching and ohel, joining, it's always going to be tamei, except for chutz min hamaga im hamasa, except you, if you are touching and carrying tumah at the same time, or masa im ohel. Or if you're carrying half of a kezayis and an ohel. Why? Because zeh haklal, because this is the rule to remember. Kol shu mishem echad. If it's all the same type of tumah. For example, touching and touching, or carrying and carrying. Then tameh, it's going to join together the two half of a zayas to make a whole kazayas. Whereas mishnei seimas, if it's from two separate types of tumah, tahar, it's going to be tahar. And again, we're going with the position of the chacham who hold your tameh, is because the chacham hold that tumas ohel is the same shem, same category as tumas mago, and therefore ohel and mago are able to join. Mishnah Beis, Meloi tarvat rokov shenespazer b'sechabayis, if you have a tarvat, a measurement of a decomposing corpse, the body which is in the form of, in the stage of decomposition, which is nespazer b'sechabayis, and that material was scattered throughout the house, even though you've altogether you have an entire tarvat, which is the amount which would be metami b'ayhel, and it was scattered among the house, habayis tamei, the house is tamei, even though the pieces are not connected to each other, because since the bottom line is we know that there's a full measurement there, even though it's mixed in with other dirt now, when as it got trampled throughout the house, still it's going to be tameh. Reb Shimon metahir, however, Reb Shimon is metahir, he goes l'shitasai earlier in Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, that when you have the rekev of a mace which is mixed in with other matter, for example dirt, it is not metameh. Revias dam, if you have a revias of blood, which is approximately 3 ounces of blood, which is metame ba'ayel shenivla b'sech habayis, which got absorbed into the floor, the dirt of a house, habayis tar, the house remains tar, after the blood is absorbed. However, at the time that the blood was in the house, before it actually got absorbed, then anything that was in the house at that time would be tame. Nivla b'ksus, what if a revias of dam got absorbed into a piece of clothing? If when you wash that piece of clothing, the revias of dam would leave it, then tameya, then the house into which you would bring that piece of cloth would be tamei, because it's as if you're bringing in a revias of dam, v'yam lav. But if it's impossible to get the blood out of that cloth, then tahara is going to be tahar. Because the halacha is that anything that's tummy, that's absorbed into something else, which you cannot get out through regular washing, has the status of tahar.